Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, June 5th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we're trying to do something different, something for the benefit of the people of Gaza.
Aid centres in Gaza set to reopen today, and Donald Trump bans people from 12 countries from entering the US. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation is expected to reopen aid centres today, allowing civilians access to crucial supplies. They were shut yesterday after the group declared they needed renovations and improvements. The Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesperson Oren Marmorstein insists they're doing the right thing.
Instead of channeling aid through vehicles and organization and routes that end up in the hands of Hamas, we are trying to do something different, something for the benefit of the people of Gaza.
Meanwhile, the US has vetoed the UN Security Council's draft resolution calling for an unconditional and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. The other 14 members voted in favour of the document, which also demanded the release of all hostages and the lifting of humanitarian aid restrictions. The US ambassador to the UN said the resolution would undermine diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire, adding that the UN has not labelled Hamas as a terrorist organisation. Donald Trump has signed a sweeping travel ban which bars entry to the US for people from 12 countries. The countries are Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan and Yemen. The new presidential proclamation also restricts arrivals from a further seven nations, including Burundi, Cuba, Sierra Leone, Turkmenistan and Venezuela. Mr. Trump claims he's taken the action over national security concerns. In a video announcing the measure on Truth Social, he also referenced an incident last week in which a rally for Israeli hostages was targeted.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted. We don't want them.
A man in his 60s has died following a road collision in Cork. Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene, which involved a van and a cyclist. News Talk's Lindsay Dolan reports.
The man's body has been removed to the mortuary at University Cork Hospital, where a post-mortem examination will take place. The cyclist in his 60s was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident happened on the N25 at Carrigtwohill in County Cork at approximately 5 p.m. yesterday evening. The male driver of the van, also in his 60s, received treatment at the scene. Investigators say the road will remain closed this morning as a technical examination is taking place. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the incident to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, and were travelling in the area between 4:30 and 5 p.m. yesterday evening are asked to make this footage available to Gardaí. Investigations are ongoing.
There could be good news for mortgage holders and bad news for savers today. The European Central Bank is expected to cut interest rates by 0.25% at a meeting later. Households on tracker mortgages will benefit almost immediately, with monthly repayments set to drop. But it does mean interest rates on deposits or investments would also fall. IBEC chief economist Gerard Brady says the rate cut is essentially a done deal.
Looks like we're going to get another 0.25% cut today, and not unexpectedly so. We've seen inflation under 2% again in May in the Eurozone, which means that it's under the EU's or the ECB's target rate. And we also see a more challenging global economic environment, particularly because of the ongoing trade tensions in the world.
The Russian president says he will retaliate after a recent spate of attacks by Ukraine on its airfields. During an hour-long phone call between Donald Trump and President Putin, the US president was told Moscow will have to respond to the attacks, which caused hundreds of millions of euro worth of damage. Sky's David Blevin says the call didn't lead to any developments in a ceasefire.
It was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. President Putin did say, and very strongly, that he will have to respond to the recent attack on the airfields.
The medicines regulator in the UK has issued a warning that women who are pregnant, trying for a baby or breastfeeding should not take weight loss injections. Experts say it's not known whether taking drugs like Ozempic or Mounjaro could harm unborn babies. The MHRA also claims some jabs may reduce the effectiveness of oral contraceptives, with dozens of reports of surprise pregnancies after taking the jabs. Ireland's lack of guaranteed sunshine is being promoted in a bid to attract more tourists. A new Ireland Unrushed campaign is set to reach around 70 million people. It features a series of videos highlighting Irish scenery with an emphasis on slow tourism. Alice Manser from Tourism Ireland says it's based on the insight that 80% of overseas visitors want a sense of exploration.
We launched a new global campaign to win visitors to Ireland. It's based on the insight that 80% of overseas visitors who choose non-sun holidays are seeking a sense of exploration. And we think Ireland is the perfect place to spend time in nature. The campaign launched across 13 different markets, including the US, Canada, Great Britain, France, Germany and more.
In entertainment news, Will Ferrell says he's excited to bring a musical version of the Eurovision to Broadway. The actor has based the project on his Netflix movie, The Story of Fire Saga, in which he and Rachel McAdams play Icelandic musicians competing at the Eurovision. The broadcaster behind the song contest says they're looking forward to seeing the adaptation on Broadway. And in sport, in soccer, Chelsea have completed the signing of striker Liam Delap from Ipswich Town. The Blues have agreed to pay the €36 million release clause that was activated following Ipswich's relegation from the Premier League. The son of the former Republic of Ireland international Rory, Delap scored 12 league goals for Kieran McKenna's side in the season just gone. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.